This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Giovanna Lisette Perez. Date of birth, September the 14th, 1999. Case ID number is 861-4343. Date of exam, December the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire and from Dr. Latrice Wingfield, MD, dated 11/14/1999. Also, there is a report from XO Physical Therapy dated 3/9/2021. Identifying information, this is a 24-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety, asthma, and joint pain and bunions. The claimant presently lives in a house with her mother, and the mother is working at this time. The claimant has been on disability for 14 years, and she did graduate from high school but has not been able to work at this time. She is studying online classes to become an elementary school teacher, and is just missing her last exam in order to get her diploma. Allegation number one, anxiety. Number two, asthma. Number three, joint pain / bunions. History of allegation number one, anxiety. The claimant states that since she was 4 years old, which would be approximately 2000, she has had problems with anxiety secondary to her condition. The claimant suffers from Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, where they have stretching of the skin and of the joints. She denies any sadness, violent acts, homicidal acts, decrease or increase appetite, apathy, or any other problems associated with depression. Her hygiene is good, and she does bathe every day, and she brushes her teeth daily. She was at one time on cannabis dependence for pain. However, she stopped using it, and it is no longer using that for pain treatment. The claimant was cooperative, pleasant, and future-oriented, and is excited about getting her teacher's degree. She showed appropriate help-seeking behavior, and her mental status was normal. Her general appearance was well-kept, and she was wearing clothes appropriate for the visit. Her behavior was cooperative, and she had good eye contact with me, and she was alert. The claimant was also oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her concentration and attention, as well as her mannerisms and movements, were normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, articulation, and memory were intact. Her thought processes were normal, and she had no dissociated symptoms. She denies any hallucinations and has thought of suicidal attempts, but has never attempted to commit suicide. She denies any homicidal thoughts, and her mood is normal for the time. As noted earlier, she does have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and is not working but is studying to get her degree in teaching, which she states she should be getting within the next couple of weeks after passing her final, which she's studying for right now. She was diagnosed with anxiety secondary to chronic falling. Allegation number two, asthma. The claimant states that since 2009, she has had asthma with allergies. She denies having emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, cardiac problems. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one half block, climbing one flight of stairs, talking, and seasonal changes. She has no problems when she's resting. She denies any history of smoking or being around people that do smoke. The claimant has not been in the emergency room or hospitalized for asthma or intubated. She is presently on inhalers and steroids. She was diagnosed with asthma, and her oxygen saturation today was 99%. She is presently taking Dulera 100-5 micrograms per actuation inhalation, and she takes 2 pump inhalations BID. She is also on ProAir HFA 108 mcgs per activation inhalation, 2 puffs Q4 hours PRN for any cough wheezing. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, joint pain, bunions. The claimant states that since 2002 and before that time, she has had problems with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which causes stretchy skin, loose joints, and imbalance. The claimant frequently falls and has had multiple injuries, as well as a fracture of the femur. The claimant has multiple scars over her lower legs and has bunions of the first toe area bilaterally. The disease has affected her hands, knees, ankles, and foot areas. She has a hallux valgo of both big toes, as well as bunions bilaterally, which prevents her from walking extensive areas. No surgery has been performed, and she does also have some deformity of her hands, where she is missing or has a deformity of the fourth metacarpal bone of the left hand. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 8 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices at this time, but more likely than not needs one secondary to her condition. Her physician is Dr. Latrice Wingfield. She does very minimal physical activity and spends most of her time watching TV, studying, and doing her classes online. She was diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and she is presently on cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 10 milligrams QHS for muscle spasms and ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID for pain and swelling, which she states does give her some relief. Family history. The father is 58 and in good health. The mother is 53 and has had breast cancer twice, as well as hypertension. There are no family members with congenital deformities or syndromes at this time. Medications like lobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams, one tablet QHS for muscle spasms, Dulera, 100 milligrams/5 micrograms per activation inhalation, two pumps BID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID for pain and swelling, ProAir, HFA, 108, 90 base, MCG/activation inhalation, two puffs, Q4 hours, PRN as needed for cough and wheezing. Medical problems, amenorrhea, comma, primary vitiligo, comma, oligomenorrhea, comma, cannabis dependence resolved, comma, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, comma, obesity, comma, fracture of the femur, comma, multiple bilateral scars and surgical repairs secondary to falling. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. The claimant was on marijuana for pain relief. She denies using cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 192 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 118 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 32. General. This is a 24-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple scar lesions all over her body, especially in the lower extremities. Her skin was very loose and stretchy, and her joints appeared to be somewhat flexible. Her right leg is 1/2 inch longer than her left leg, and she did not appear to have good balance. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, somewhat ataljic, and limping. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower extremities, especially of the foot area, where she has hallux valgo of both big toes with bunions, which caused her pain. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant also has the Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the foot area where the claimant has difficulty in function of both feet, secondary to bunions and hallux vagal of both big toes. Hallux vagus of both big toes. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her toes, but was able to walk on her heels. She is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. However, she does have difficulty with imbalance. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. The claimant has no assisted devices, but she requires one at this time for imbalance. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally for both hands. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the big toe, where the claimant has bunions and hallux valgus of both big toes. The claimant hears and speaks well. The claimant is able to heel walk, but unable to toe walk or walk at a normal tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary from difficulty in ambulating from bunions and hallux valgus, which has not been surgically corrected, secondary to the claimant not wanting the surgery. And also to asthma, which appears to be stable at this time. Probable diagnoses, anxiety. Number one, anxiety dash not being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. The claimant is doing better. Number two, asthma dash normal physical exam. Oxygen saturation was 99%. The claimant is compliant with her medications. Number three, joint pain / bunions, secondary to deformity of hallux valgus of the big toe bilaterally, and also to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant is stable at this time, has had multiple falls and scars on her lower extremities. She refuses any kind of surgery and would more likely than not benefit from an assisted device at this time. This is the end of the dictation for Giovanna Lisette Perez.